Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Ma'aseh Sheni Daf Memhei in the Ohiz Vador edition, Perek Revi, in the middle of Halacha Vav. We're holding in the middle of the stories of Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi, who was a dream interpreter. Says the Gemara in Daf Memdal, with base one line before the bottom of the page, Chad Bar Nash, this person, also Kabedi Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi, goes in front of Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi, Omer Lehi, he tells him, Chamiz Bechalmoye, see my dream, Mit Marli Hachin. Tell me that like this. Zrak etzba'atoch nachas. Put your finger down. That's what it tells him in his dream. Because here's the point of a man with Aleph. Omalei, havli agiv ani omalach. Pay me whatever you pay in a dream interpreter, and I'll tell you the solution. Omalei, chavis bechilim, I see my dream. Mitmar li, tell me, hachin. That's what it's telling me. Teave nofoch bepumuch. Blow in your mouth. Omalei, havli agroiv ani omalach. Give me my payment, and I'll tell you the solution of the dream. Omalei chavis bechalim, tells me I have another dream, a third dream. Hachin. Zokif etzbach, pick up your finger. Omalei lo amet lachadin, tell you havli agri, give me my payment. V'ahon omaloch, and I'll solve you the dream. Now that you didn't pay me, I'm going to solve the dream in a bad way. Kadeid mar lo chochi nachas dilfo b'chitoch. When they told you, put your finger down, means that there's some leak in your wheat. Then the second dream tells you that the wheat inflated. Then the third dream said they completely went, got ruined, all the wheat got ruined. So he interpreted in a bad way because he didn't pay. Omar, one kusi agoy, said, "Ana aizil mafli be'adin sabod yudoy." He said, "I'm going to go and I'm going to make fun of this old Jewish person who says he's a dream interpreter." Also, the Kabbai came in front of him. Omalei, Chavetz Bechamois, I saw my dream. Arbo Arzin, Varbo Shikbin, four palm trees and four sycamore trees. Makniso, which means a beam. Adro, which means feathers. Tarto, which means a stick. Vahu Gavro Yossi Madruch. And I see this person sitting down on all of this and he is going to the bathroom. Sadimo Omalei, Tepach Ruchi de Ugara. It says, you're giving him a loshon klala. Leis adon chol, it's not a dream. I feel ken leis ad nofek rikan. But if, even so, even though it's not a real dream, I will interpret the dream, even though it's not a dream. Abos arze arbo shitosi dar. So the four palm trees, they are the four beams of the bed that go around the bed where you put the mattress on. Arbo shikmi, the four sycamore trees, abos sekursa dar. So these are the four legs of the bed. Makniso is margalto. That's the beam you put towards the legs. Adro, bor de tivno. The feathers represent the mattress with the tevin, the straw that you put on the bed. Tarto et boso. The tarto is the stick refers to the top of the bed, the stick you put on the top of the bed. Vahu gava yosi midrach, they saw yourself there. Vahu gava revi begavei lo chai velo mait. The interpretation is you're going to be in the bed, not alive and not dead, meaning sick. This is exactly what happened to this kusi. Says the Gemara, Chod Eiso Da'aso Gabei Rabbi Elazar. There was a woman who came in front of Rabbi Elazar. Amar Lei Chavetz B'Chamor, I saw in my dream, Tiniso De'Beiso Midbero. The beams of my house are breaking. Amar Lei Dat Moilid Bar Zocho. It's a simen that you will have a baby boy. Because a woman gives birth, the Yoshev Salam Mashbir, there's something here that's called broken, she breaks her water. Oslo the older by docher, and that's exactly what happened. She had a baby boy. Also, Yoimim Oslo by a land. A few days later, she had another dream. She came back to his mother's, and she wanted to ask a question to her blazer. I'm going to tell me doi leisuocha. The Tamidim said he's not here. What do you want to ask? I'm in lo mad boys. What do you want to ask him? Omat loin chames ayi to tabi chamo. I saw myself in a dream. Tin yoso de veisu mitbar. So again, I saw the beam of the house breaks. I'm in lei. Bailo they eat the somais. That's the gears of the Vilna Gaon, their prime rings, that they just interpreted, they understood their interpretation, that the husband of this woman will die. Kadoso Abelazar, Tanuliyu, the one of came, told him this is what happened. Omele kataltu nefesh, you killed a person. Lama, why? Sheina chaloin olech ela achar pisroinoi. The dream goes based on the interpretation. She had a similar dream before, I said you have a baby boy. You took that dream to say that her husband will die, so you caused the husband to die. Based on our interpretation, that's what happens. All the dreams go based on the interpretation. Chutz min hayayin, except the wine. Yes, shayte yayin. Someone who dreams he's drinking wine. Vitoyev, let's confirm. Yes, shayte yayin v'ra'alo. And someone who dreams he's drinking wine, and it can be bad for him. Tamichachim shayte v'toyev. For tamichachim, it's good. Amoharet shayte v'ra'alo. Amoharet is bad. Chad by Nash, asking Rabbi Akiva. There's one person who went in front of Rabbi Akiva. Omalei chavis b'chilmoyi, ragli ketino. I see in my dream that my leg is becoming small. Omalei demoy ado maisi v'leismeichel koiplat. You, the moed is coming, the chag is coming, and you're not going to have enough food. You're not going to have meat to eat. Because the moed is called a regal. It speaks about the foot. Also, chad chorin, someone else that came, look at me, to Rabbi Akiva. Omalei chamis b'chilmoyi, I saw in my dream, ragli mesubol. I see my leg inflating, growing. Omalei moyado maisi, the moed is coming, v'isach koipetzog, you have a lot of meat. The exact opposite interpretation for the exact opposite dream. Chad talmid min Rabbi Akiva, v'yosiv v'apoy mishanin. So the talmid Rabbi Akiva that he was sitting down, and his face changed colors, it didn't look like he was good. Omalei mao keni, I told him, what's going on? Says Rabbi Akiva, asked his talmid. Omalei chavis b'chamor, I saw in my dream, tlas milikosh, I saw three bad things. One thing I saw is behadar atmait, in simple understanding, in the month of Adar, you die. The second thing is, v'nisan leis aschami, you won't see the month of Nisan. Whatever you plant, you will not be able to harvest. Omalei, tlaseon tovin, there's three good trees. Inun. Be'adro do raiso ad nisorimu. What it means, be'adro atmeit, means, ad roshon hadar. Cover toiro, you're going to grow and cover the toiro until the day you die, you'll be very chosh of a toiro. V'nisin leis aschamun. It says you won't see Niso, not that you won't see the month of Niso. You won't see Nisim, you won't see miracles. I mean, you won't need miracles because you'll be healthy. Madat zoro lays as cornish, whatever you plant, you will not harvest. Madat moili lays as cover, which means whatever you'll any children you have, you'll not bury, you'll see them until the day you die. This is the end of the fourth parak of Maisa Sheni, Hadralach Amoilich Paris, Hadralach Amoilich Paris. Continues the Mishnah and the Femehud base, beginning of the fifth parak. Kerem Mirvai. What is a Kerem Mirvai? Kerem Mirvai is when you have a vineyard or trees, you'll see a moment in the Gemara, for the first 3 years they're orlo, you're not allowed to eat it, you're not allowed to enjoy it. And the fourth year gets Kedusha, like Maaser Sheni, and you have to take it to Yerushalayim and eat in Yerushalayim. So the Mishnah says like this, Kerem Mirvai mitzayinim oto, you have to come and put some sign, some way for people to know, to recognize that it's a Kerem Mirvai, it's a fourth year. How do you mitzayin, or so how do you symbolize it? Because zuzu is adomo, you put pieces of mud, of earth, to come and signal that this is a Kerem Mirvai. Veshel orlo, the first 3 years, becherosis, with pieces of clay. Veshel kivrois, what do you do in graveyards? Besid, you put plaster on it, white plaster, umamcha v'shoifech, and you spread it around. Om shim gamliel amedvah amurim b'shvis, that's only in Shemitah. And here there's a missing a girso, at least according to the fust that I'm looking at. You have to add the word, al b'shar shnei shavua haliteyu l'rosho v'yomus. In Shemitah, it's Hefker. So people are taking from Hefker. You want them to know, don't take from this tree. It's Arlo. It's the fourth year. But if it's not Shemitah, what are you taking these fruits? It's not yours. So you're stealing. So if you're stealing, I'll tell the Rasha, feed the Rasha, let him die, let him do a virus. I'm not going to try to prevent you from doing a virus. So the Mishnah says the solution is tsnuim, tsnuim, the tzaddikim, the people that are careful. When you have a Kerem Mirvai, people come and take the fruits of the Kerem Mirvai. So what do you do with Kerem Mirvai? Some of the Maaser Sheni, you can redeem it. So what they did is they put money aside and said, any fruits that will be taken from these trees today, it'll be mechulul, will be redeemed, will be exchanged for the money that we have over here in the house. So the more Kerem Mirvai. Zunu shah leri, man nitri. Kerem Mirvai or Neter Mirvai. He says, is this halachas of the fourth year apply only to a vineyard or they apply to every tree? What will be the correct girsa in the Mishnah? Kerem Mirvai, which speaks about a vineyard, or Neter Mirvai, a plant, which means a tree? Omalein pukun shalun Rav Yitzchak Rubo. Go ask Rav Yitzchak Rubo. De pechandle kol mesniso. The Rav Chaim says, I learned with him all the Mishnahs and we checked and we were very clear and careful to know everything in the right girsa. Nothing the shalunis. They went and asked Rabbi Yitzchak Rubo. Amaloyin kadmoyo Kerem Mirvai. Ta'vetenyano netar Mirvai. The first few Mishnahs is Kerem Mirvai. later is Neter Havai. Meaning, the din of Havai applies to every tree. But the seven Mishnahs apply only to a vineyard. For example, our Mishnah, that Siyun that they did was only a caravai, not a regular tree. Because the Gzeir Rabbanan to Mitzayin, it is only in a vineyard, not a regular tree. The reason for the difference, Rashi Sirula explains, because the vines, they till down to the way, so people come and take them. Regular trees that stand on their own, there's not such a chashash, you don't have to put a sign over there. Rav Zehiro Mikabel Esaba, he would complain to the old people, the Havu B'yomi de Yitzchak Rubo, that he lived in the days of Yitzchak Rubo. They didn't go and learn from him all the Mishnahs to know how the exact Girso. He says, you had a Yitzchak Rubo, you had an opportunity to come and live in Yitzchak Rubo, you could have known the exact Girso of the Mishnahs. It's a pity he didn't do that. With this we conclude, Yushalayim Ha'isa Sheni, Daf Mem Hei.